This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The travel mayhem continues.
It's just unacceptable. Just outright cancellations is just not okay.
China sparks travel restrictions.
Health experts wonder if that'll stop another COVID wave.
Progress in Buffalo, New York.
The driving ban can be lifted.
Good morning, I'm Monica Ricks with the CBS World News Roundup. We are now just a few days away from another big holiday, New Year's Eve, and thousands of people nationwide are still trying desperately to get back home. But there doesn't seem to be an end in sight to this big travel mess. Our Tanya Rivero is at LaGuardia Airport this morning in New York.
Thousands of flights across the country have been scrapped yet again.
It's just unacceptable.
Other airlines like United, American, JetBlue, and Delta have managed to keep their daily flight cancellations low. So what exactly went wrong for Southwest?
They didn't have the right computer program to be able to reposition their crews or their planes, and they failed.
What should stranded travelers do next? Keep all records and receipts of your purchases involved with your cancellation, like taxis, hotels, and toiletries. If your bags are lost, file a claim. If you have an upcoming Southwest flight, consider buying a refundable ticket on another airline.
Well, finding new flights is hard, but at this point, finding bags is tough, too. We've all seen the viral videos of luggage lining walls and baggage claims across the country. Well, Patrick Keene found his at Chicago's Midway after a week of waiting.
I just haven't had this bag in a week. I've been wearing other people's clothes. I want to wear my wardrobe. It's New Year's Eve week, and now I'm going to go out and I'm going to party.
TSA says it's impossible to say how many bags are in limbo, but on a normal day, TSA screens about 1.4 million checked bags. Now, this may feel like deja vu, but the U.S. is now joining a growing number of countries imposing travel restrictions on visitors from China because of COVID. CBS's Cammie McCormick explains.
The U.S. will now require negative COVID tests for travelers from mainland China. Dr. Angelique Campin in Los Angeles.
Unfortunately, China is much under vaccinated than the United States, and the vaccine that they used was subpar.
And with many restrictions in China now lifted, concerns are growing about another variant emerging and a lack of data coming from the government there. This airline passenger in L.A. welcomes the move.
There's a lack of transparency from China.
Italy, Japan, and India have announced similar moves.
Progress on the storm front in Buffalo, New York. The city's lifted a travel ban after getting buried under more than 4 feet of snow. Mayor Byron Brown.
I'm asking people to still be cautious. And if you don't need to drive, please don't.
Dozens of people have died in New York. Niagara Falls wasn't immune to the cold. The iconic waterfalls partially froze in this blizzard. Park officials say 3,000 tons of water flow over the falls every second. And despite those bone-chilling temperatures, tourists still flock to see it. A new storm out west is causing serious flood concerns now. Weather Channel meteorologist Jordan Steele is tracking it.
You have the flood threat there from California, Oregon, and Washington. On the other side of the country, we've got the warm up, and I know a lot of you are enjoying it, 220 million above average. But with that comes rain to some of these areas like Buffalo.
Five people were killed in a series of car crashes in Oregon. Air raid sirens sounded today in Kyiv, Ukraine, and several other regions around the country as Russia launched more missile attacks. It's the latest in a series of strikes targeting vital infrastructure across Ukraine. Ukrainian officials say they switched off the electricity for a bit to minimize potential damage. Meantime, a Ukrainian S-300 missile may have fallen into territory in Belarus. The Minsk Defense Ministry says it's investigating whether it was a misfire. Last month, a similar missile landed in Poland. Congressman-elect George Santos is now under investigation in New York for lying to get elected to the House. WCBS-TV's Lisa Rosner has the latest.
CBS News sources say prosecutors with the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York are looking into his finances, including financial disclosure filings in the wake of Santos' own public admissions to lying about his resume, background, and other information. The Nassau County District Attorney Ann Donnelly, a fellow Republican, is also looking into the matter and said Wednesday, no one is above the law, and if a crime was committed in this county, we will prosecute it.
Santos is still set to be sworn into the new Congress next week.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes, but let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A new Israeli government starts today, led by former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The BBC's Yolan Nell tells us he's back in power after a year and a half out of office.
Mr. Netanyahu is promising that he will lead a government for all Israeli citizens and that it will be stable. But then you just look at the criticism that this new government is already attracting as it's publishing its agenda. Top of the list is settlement expansion. And that is something that is already getting a lot of criticism from the Palestinians because, of course, the West Bank is an area that they see as part of their hoped-for future state.
Netanyahu has also pledged to extend massive subsidies to his ultra-Orthodox allies and push for sweeping reform to the judicial system. Critics are worried that could endanger democratic institutions. Novak Djokovic says he has no hard feelings against Australia ahead of the Australian Open.
It is a valuable life experience for me and, you know, something that, as I said, will stay there, but I have to move on. Coming back to Australia speaks how I feel about this country, how I feel about playing here.
Djokovic was deported about a year ago for refusing to get a COVID vaccine. Restrictions were lifted in November. The Australian Open starts next month, but Djokovic is back early for the Adelaide International next week. A Dominican court has convicted 10 people involved in a plot to kill Baseball Hall of Famer David Ortiz. Big Papi was shot in the back at close range at a bar in Santo Domingo back in 2019. Two of the men, including the shooter, got 30-year prison sentences. The others got 5 to 20 years. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin has announced he's battling cancer. CBS's Linda Kenyon has that story.
Raskin released a statement saying, "After several days of tests, I have been diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, which is a serious but curable form of cancer." Raskin says he plans to work while undergoing chemo and immunotherapy.
The Way of Water connects all things.
Avatar: The Way of Water has breezed past the $1 billion mark in global ticket sales in just 14 days. It's officially the fastest movie this year to cross the box office milestone. Just three movies have done it in 2022. Avatar, Top Gun Maverick, and Jurassic World Dominion.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
New York's first pot dispensary opens today in Manhattan.
Beginning at 4:20 p.m., those 21 and up will legally be able to buy recreational marijuana, a first in New York State. It's run by Housing Works, a city-based nonprofit fighting AIDS and homelessness. CEO Charles King says they expect long lines on the first day.
Everything from wrapped to pre-wrapped flour to edibles.
Proceeds will go directly back into the nonprofit.
Currently, cannabis sellers aren't paying taxes. We'll be paying taxes to the city, to the state, and to the federal government. Legalizing cannabis and bringing in a regulated market is a way to improve the system overall for everyone.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Bad Bunny put on a surprise concert on top of a gas station in Puerto Rico this week after holding a massive gift drive. The Grammy winner handed out more than 25,000 presents. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, December 29th, 2022. I'm Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.